Hello and welcome. Today's case is simple and actionable. Start smaller, sooner. Not when you feel like an expert. Start now, at a size that lets you learn without burning your fingers. Tiny, deliberate participation beats months on the sidelines while your context gets stale and your confidence freezes. Here's the part few say out loud. DAO governance turnout is low. On many major proposals, participation is single digits. Translation: your early vote carries more weight than you expect. That first contribution is magnified precisely because so few people show up. The catch? You still need enough context not to become accidental noise. The sweet spot is early and small, growing context as you go. What's different now? A lot. Wallets are friendlier with account abstraction and better recovery. Delegation tools are mature, so you can lend voting power to stewards who live on the forums. Liquid staking is mainstream. Restaking is here with stacked risks. And if you're in the US, tighter oversight on centralized yield has nudged people toward transparent on-chain options. Meanwhile, roughly a third of ETH is staked, and a big chunk of that via liquid staking tokens, a fundamental shift in how regular users secure the network while keeping some liquidity. Let's clean up a common confusion. People lump three things together. Staking secures a network and earns protocol rewards. Risks: validator performance, slashing, lockups, unbonding. Governance steers a protocol. Treasury, parameters, upgrades, cost time and attention. Bad governance can hurt token value and user experience. On-chain voting is the execution surface. It can be token-weighted or delegated. Signaling might happen off-chain, like Snapshot, with later on-chain execution. When you mash these together, you get blind yield chasing without understanding lockups or slashing, or voting without context that just reinforces those who already do. Or you outsource to centralized intermediaries that optimize for simplicity, not your autonomy or protection. People overestimate the capital needed to start and underestimate the context needed to contribute. And they forget that inaction is a vote. By default, you delegate to the status quo. With concentrated voting power common, your participation, however small, helps counterbalance it. So when should you step in? Use a simple readiness gate. If you can honestly check these, you're ready to start small. Wallet competence, safe self-custody, backups, ideally a hardware wallet. You can simulate transactions and revoke approvals. Protocol understanding. You can explain how voting power works, how proposals pass, and what execution looks like. Risk map. You know concrete risks, slashing causes, lockups, unbonding. Smart contract exposure for liquid staking. Your local regulatory context. Capital discipline, hard caps. Beginners, 1-3% of your portfolio for governance tokens, 5-10% for staking on major networks you actually use. Time budget, 60-90 minutes per week. No time, no governance. Missing one? Shrink size and delegate your vote while you learn. Treat it like weighted auditing. Watch their reasoning, check their history, join office hours. Run a simple experiment that pays in learning. Spin up a practice wallet with $1 to $100. Do the full flow. Stake, unstake, vote on a test proposal. Read the thread. Watch signaling become execution. That operational knowledge is worth far more than the tiny amount at risk. The tooling is better. Gasless or off-chain signaling via Snapshot means cheap practice. Interfaces are clearer. Many systems show delegates' rationales and simulate outcomes. That flattens the learning curve. Delegation is now first class. Protocols like Compound, Uniswap, and ENS have public delegate registries, transparent histories, and regular office hours. You can contribute immediately. Pick a delegate aligned with your values. Revisit that choice and hold them accountable. Many delegates publish detailed rationales and host community calls. Read them, ask questions, learn how they weigh trade-offs. liquid staking is mainstream. STETH, RETH, CBETH all keep you liquid, but add smart contract risk and peg volatility. A temporary DPEG isn't doom, but it changes what you can sell, when, and at what price. Understand what backs the token, how redemptions work, and stress scenarios. Restaking is the newest twist. Higher rewards by reusing your stake to secure additional services. Stacked yield equals stacked risk. Systems like EigenLayer add slashing conditions. If you can't clearly articulate those extra conditions, you're not ready. Wait. Learn. Don't optimize for yield until you map the risk surface. Regulators, especially in the U.S., are scrutinizing centralized staking and yield programs. Practical takeaway: self-custody, transparent on-chain staking. And tidy records matter more than ever. If rules are evolving where you live, keep allocations small and documentation clean. Here's a quick playbook you can start this week. Day 1, set up or refresh your wallet. Add a hardware wallet if you can. Simulate a transaction. Review and revoke sketchy approvals. Write down your recovery process and test it with a tiny amount. Day 2, pick one protocol you actually use. Read the governance docs. Learn how voting power is assigned, what quorum is, and how execution works. Day 3. Choose a delegate whose values match yours. Read their history and rationale posts. Delegate a micro allocation and set a reminder to revisit quarterly. Day 4. Stake a tiny amount on a network you use. If liquid staking, read redemption terms. Note unbonding windows or withdrawal queues. Write those dates down. Day 5. Follow one proposal end to end. Read both sides. Identify the core trade-offs. If confident, cast a small vote or signal off-chain. If not, write your rationale anyway. Now schedule a weekly 60-minute block. Scan proposals, skim delegate newsletters, and check alerts from validators or restaking positions. If nothing needs action, spend the time learning. One explainer, one forum thread, one call recording. Compound interest applies to context too. Let's calibrate risks in plain language. Slashing. Penalties for validator misbehavior, double signing, downtime, rule violations can cost stake. Delegate to validators with a track record and skin in the game. Lockups, unbonding. Your assets can be stuck for days or weeks. Plan for it. Don't stake rent money. Liquid staking peg risk. Tokens may trade below expected value in stress. If you need to sell fast, that discount is your cost. Smart contract risk. Bugs, broken assumptions, or governance changes can bite. Spread risk and stay small while learning. Governance capture. Concentrated power can tilt outcomes away from users. Your participation, even micro-sized, adds scrutiny and credible votes. Taxes reporting. Even small earnings can be taxable. Start a simple log now. Remember the human layer. Governance is social first. Code matters, but people interpret and prioritize it. Plug into conversations. Read forum threads. Join a call. Ask a respectful question. Follow a few delegates you admire. You'll learn what the community values and spot patterns, like proposals that concentrate power or parameter tweaks that shift risk from insiders to users. If you take one idea from today, let it be this. Waiting until you feel like an expert is the bigger risk. You don't need size to matter. You need a process. Start smaller, start sooner, and grow your context week by week. Micro allocations plus deliberate learning beat perfectionism every time. So here's your 7-day challenge. Put $1 to $100 in a practice wallet. Delegate a small vote. Stake a tiny amount on a network you actually use. Read one governance thread and write your stance, even if it stays in your notes. Set a weekly calendar reminder for governance time. And keep asking two questions. What did I learn this week? And what's my next smallest step? In a space where inaction defaults to the status quo, Showing up with intention, however modest, changes the outcome. Your early vote, your careful delegation, your tiny stake, they add up. Start smaller, sooner. I'll see you in the forums.